It's a pleasant Tuesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Under a mix of sunshine and clouds, temperatures today are right around seasonable levels, so it's not too cool and not too warm. It's a comfortable afternoon across the region. Moving ahead, we have a milder day for tomorrow, as temperatures will move up into the 70s. A few spots could make a run at 80 degrees. Most areas stay dry tomorrow, and then the focus turns to some damp weather for both Thursday and Friday, so we'll need those umbrellas once again, especially moving closer to the end of the work week. For now, though, things are quiet across the area, and that trend will continue into tonight across most of the region, though it will be mostly cloudy overnight, and some areas of fog will be possible. Temperatures overnight will be generally in the upper 40s to low 50s. Now, I mentioned a moment ago that it's quiet for most of us because a little storm is going to sneak south of Long Island coming up tonight into tomorrow morning. It may come far enough north to bring some showers to areas south of Albany. So from the mid and lower Hudson Valley, east into Connecticut, and even up into the Pioneer Valley, we do run the risk of seeing a few raindrops moving through the night. The rest of the region, though, we are expecting totally dry conditions. Moving into the day tomorrow, we're looking at a milder day, as I mentioned, as those temperatures move up into the 70s. Now, for most of us, it will be a dry day, though we might see a few showers in those aforementioned areas south of Albany, especially through the first part of the day tomorrow. And the other factor is we could see a shower pop up across the North Country tomorrow afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder. But for most of us, it looks to be dry right through the day tomorrow with a blend of clouds and sunshine. So a quiet midweekday tomorrow, and then late in the week, it turns stormy once again, as low pressure will approach from the southwest on Thursday. We'll have cloudy skies with periods of showers. It's a bit early to say how heavy the rain will be on Thursday. It's possible that in some spots the rain is not too heavy, but in other spots we could have at least some moderate rain at times. We'll have more on that coming up tomorrow. And then on Friday, the storm will actually push off to our east, and we'll be on the cool backside of the storm with plenty of clouds and some scattered showers at times, and temperatures on Friday will be held back just a bit. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a pop-up afternoon shower or thunderstorm, mild with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid 50s. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers, mainly during the morning, high 68 to 76. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with showers likely, highs in the 60s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.